Welcome to the Tom and Susie Show. What's up, Susie?
Hey, Tommy. Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Oh, man. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know, it's been a crazy couple weeks. We've been working our asses off, man.
I know.
So much, we've lost a bunch of weight.
How about that lady we saw today on the way out? We went to go to Austin today.
Doing the Pilates or whatever.
Yeah. Can you believe this? This, for the life of me, I don't understand. Susan and I woke up this morning. We said, we're going to do some shopping. We got to get some stuff done. So we decided to jump out in the car and take a ride. It's a beautiful day out,
yeah,
by the way.
It's gorgeous. They said it was going to rain, but it didn't rain till this evening.
Yeah. First of all, never trust the weatherman.
Tommy thinks he's the weatherman. He told me it wasn't going to rain today. It's now raining.
Yeah, but that was way after. We were supposed to start raining at 1 o'clock. It didn't start raining until like, what, 5?
Okay, why are you counting fucking hours?
Because we got to enjoy the whole day before it rained. We were already in the house.
No, we didn't. We fucking napped.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, but thanks for reminding me. Yeah, we did take a nap, by the way, today. So anyway, Susan and I decided we have to go to Costco. We had to pick up dog food, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
So we got to pick up dog food, and all of a sudden, we're driving down the road, and right on the main road, there's this lady laying on the ground, stretching, doing Pilates. I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but...
It's the yuppie world we live in, man.
I know.
She thinks everybody wants to see her shit, and it looked nasty.
I know, but could you imagine that conversation with her friends? Oh, hi, Judy. I saw you doing Pilates on the
Ginger,
side of the road.
You were stretching. So good.
On the main fucking road?
Yeah.
Do that shit in your basement. You know,
exactly.
You don't need to go out. What, you need attention? You got to do that shit on the side of the road?
Well, they think there's like super workout women and, you know, everybody wants them and their boring fucking husband who works at the computer room ignoring her and she's out there doing Pilates in front of the whole fucking world.
Yeah, what a loser. I don't just get that, man. Do that shit in your house. Nobody wants to see you stretching in stretchy pants.
The same bitches that stare at me at Starbucks.
Well, they all need to be smacked. Anyway, on a great note, very American. You know I'm very patriotic, so are you.
And I am so patriotic.
We saw the space shuttle fly in on a 747, flew all around D.C. You got to see it.
It was funny because I was driving to work. It was jacked up traffic here in Northern Virginia that morning.
What else is new?
It was horrible. And I'm looking in the sky saying, oh, the space shuttle should be arriving. No sooner than I saw that, here it comes. It was like a blimp. It was like there, right in front of my car. I was so retarded. I almost crashed the car. I was looking in my purse for my cell phone. I wanted to take a picture of it. I'm swerving. I look like a drunk driver at 9 o'clock in the morning.
They're so patriotic. I mean, I lived in Florida. As a matter of fact, when my brother Joe went to baseball college down in Florida, we got to see the very first space shuttle take off. And it was pretty amazing, especially back then. This was 1979, 80.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the space shuttle really first started taking off, I mean, that was the first one. We didn't get to go to the Kennedy Center and see it then, but we saw it take off in the parking lot, and it was right there. It was pretty awesome.
Well, it brought goosebumps all over my body. I mean, it was amazing because I thought of my dad, your dad, everybody, you know, in the United States, all of us Americans. As far as I can remember, that was being embedded into our head, the space shuttle, everything going up in space, the new world, and all of a sudden it was coming to an end.
Yeah.
It was very, very sad.
Have a friend whose husband used to work for NASA?
Yeah, at work. Her husband couldn't even watch it that day. He used to be the guy who stood right outside the shuttle when something went wrong and sent the teams into the shuttle.
Nice.
To, you know, fix things and everything. He was so emotional, he couldn't even look up in the sky. I mean, it's destroyed a lot of people's lives that the program has ended.
Now, on another note, when you were telling the story that, you know, you stopped, you saw, took pictures,
yeah,
it was patriotic
people,
and everything.
I was like, it was so emotional. Another friend of mine said, I know, I was thinking of my dad, and, you know, it was so emotional to see that. I mean, if anyone's never seen it, it is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing went up to space, and I'm staring at it right in front of my car.
Awesome. What happened? You know, this is what sickens me about foreigners in our country. And, you know, I don't care if they're here legally or not legally. If you're here in our country, at least recognize our American traditions, our ways.
Exactly.
I don't care if you like it or not, but don't disrespect our shit.
Ever. Because we will stomp you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, didn't somebody in passing make a comment?
Yeah, so I'm telling everybody about this, and everybody's joining in. And this one bitch from India, Pakistan, whatever, some desert shit, says to me, I said, it's so American. It's so patriotic. It's wow. And she had to make a comment in the background. Americans? Wow. Really?
Well, let me ask you something. When was the last time they sent something up into fucking space?
They don't send shit. Everything they sent up blows up on them before they even me get it up there.
Yeah, you know they're stupid. I mean, if it wasn't for us and our satellites.
Oh, and then another woman commented, oh, the space program wasted all our money. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure your friend liked to hear that, huh?
My girlfriend almost flipped out on her. Yeah. You know, me and another friend, we were all standing around staring at her. Go, I was like, jump that bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're so ignorant. You think you're so educated. You know what I mean? You work in a hospital and everything. And you're going to make a comment like that?
Yeah,
really?
Them saying, oh, American, huh? If it wasn't for that space program, number one, there would be no satellite phones, no cell phones, no DirecTV. Bullshit. We sent all that shit up there.
Emails, everything. Yeah. Everything comes from the space. Yeah. You know what I mean? As far as communications.
But they
know?
Don't send shit up there. What are they good for? Their cooking sucks. They're ugly. What the fuck, man?
I do like some Indian restaurants, though.
That's fine. But to make a comment like that about our American space program, that's bullshit.
We are so hated, Tom. Even though they're here, we are so hated. Because we're so patriot. It's like the Patriot fans or the Redskin fans. People think they're obnoxious because they're so much for the team. We're for the Team America.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everything's American. Even though we're Italian, we are American.
Yeah, of course. You know? I live here in America. I was born here in America.
Exactly.
I'm American first, but I am Italian very close second.
But the past 10 years, we've been so punched down, we can't even say, oh, yeah, I'm American. But we can hear about the Muslims, we can hear about the Buddhism, we can hear about this and
you
that.
You can't even say Christmas
you know
anymore
I mean?
In schools.
Exactly.
Some schools.
They changed all schools. You
it's
know?
Ridiculous.
It's sad. It makes me throw up.
Going on to another topic that really ticks me off is when somebody bashes my religion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tell them about during Easter, the movie you watched.
I've never seen it before, and I'm ashamed to say this because I was born Catholic. I received baptism. I received communion. I did not finish my confirmation because at that time I had so much going on in my life as a kid with sports and music and everything else. I didn't finish my class, and I regret that now. I sat down and I watched The Passion of Christ. I said, you know, Mel Gibson won a lot of awards for this movie. I really want to check it out. And I caught it about maybe a third of the way through. And I got to be honest with you, it made me sick to my stomach. It really did. The way they abused Jesus, it was just, I can't even talk about it. Just the way they abused him just was obnoxious. I mean, it was a great movie. And like you said, when we were kids, we didn't get taught all of that.
No, in the Catholic Church, we were taught that he was crucified, and you know what I mean? He suffered for our sins. Didn't go into details about how much he was suffered, the pain he endured for our sins. Wow, it makes me think about when I lie and everything. This man was beaten to death.
Brutally, so brutally. I mean, I never seen anything like that
you
in my
know,
life.
And then nails driven through him. It was like, the movie is amazing. I mean, it really is
It definitely was, and it moved me, I'll be honest with you.
It does, because me and Tommy talked about it the next day, and it really opened him up and how he felt, you know, and we even thought about we're going to maybe renew our vows one day in the church, you know.
Going back to this religion thing, yeah, that movie really moved me, and it was just, you know, insane the way they treated that man from beginning to end. It really made me sick.
It does. I mean, everybody needs to watch that. It needs to be once a month. Turn it on. Realize when you're going to shit on somebody, watch that movie.
Well, you know, this is another thing too, and I'm not going to start throwing names around because I could really embarrass the shit out of somebody right now, but I won't. But let's just say it's somebody I know and I've known for a long
and
time.
And I want to whip his ass, and I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this just irritates me. I mean, I don't care what religion you are. I'm not a religious freak. I don't go to church every week. Matter of fact, it's been a while since I've been to church.
But you've been fasting on Fridays.
Yeah, I have been doing that. I've been doing that for you.
Yeah, exactly. Every Friday, me and Tommy have given up meat, eating meat for Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're doing something for him.
Yeah, I'm trying to make up for all the years I never went to church. But he watches me. He knows I try to do good.
Tommy.
I try to do good. But I don't like when somebody else tries to trash my religion or belittle it. I don't care what religion you are. I don't care if you're Jewish, if you're atheist. I don't care what religion. Just, number one, don't try and cram your religion down my throat.
Exactly.
And number two, don't make fun of my religion.
Exactly.
Because those are the two things I'm going to get pissed off about. And, you know, people were making comments that, oh, you shouldn't get mad if somebody challenges your religion because Jesus wouldn't have wanted that. Well, you know what? I understand that Jesus died for that, and I might be sinning by going after people that attack my religion. And if that's the case, then so be it. Because I'll be honest with you, look at what the apostles went through. They went through hell trying to preach what Jesus was saying was true.
Very true, Tommy.
You know?
Very true.
So I'm at the point now where if somebody trashes my religion, I'm gonna come back and attack them.
Exactly.
And if God doesn't think that that's right, he'll let me know.
Exactly.
Somehow, some way, he'll shut me up.
Exactly.
But until that point, I'm not going to shut up. Because you know what? When an atheist tells me, week after Easter, that how do we know that Jesus was risen? You know what, dude? If you don't believe in Jesus, Jesus Christ, fine, but shut your fucking mouth. Don't post it on Facebook. Don't make my religion look like shit to anybody, because I will attack you.
Yeah, but I think he did it because he lost his wife. I lost my daughter. I lost my parents, tragic. Everything. Yeah. I've lost so many family members. It didn't pull me away from Jesus. Jesus was in my soul. That's the only reason why I survived all this.
But let me put more to this story. I know for a fact that this kid was, well, he's not a kid anymore. He's my age. But at the time when we were younger, I know he was Catholic. I know he was baptized, and I know he was even received communion and was confirmed also. So this was a guy who was bred into this. He says he lost his faith somewhere in college.
What? I mean, how did you lose it?
I don't know. I don't know what his story is.
Let me tell you, Tommy, I don't go to church every day, but I was born Catholic. I was baptized Catholic. I took my confirmation. I will die Catholic.
Right, and that's what I tried to explain.
I will die as a Christian. I believe in Jesus. I don't give a shit what anyone says. He is my savior.
Right, and that's what I tried to explain to this fucking genius, is that exactly. You were baptized Catholic, you're going to die Catholic.
My dog's even named Lord, hello.
But again, this pisses me off that he wants to constantly question the fact that, was Jesus real? Was Jesus, did he really rise 3 days after he was crucified? Don't challenge my shit, dude. Challenge it with your own priest or your own people in your own church and everything. Don't go on Facebook and expect me not to come after
you. But Tommy, it wasn't just that he rose 3 days later. There's so many documentation of what this man did. I mean, it wasn't just the 12 days
you
watched.
Hold on a second. But these atheists now are also saying all that stuff was written in books. It was written by man. We don't know if it's true.
Can I tell you something?
You know what? Hold on. I don't care if it's true. I don't care. Because that's what I was taught. That's what I understand.
And that's what's in your soul.
And that's what I believe. I believe that all that stuff is true. Whether it's not does not matter to me, because it's in my soul. You're right. It doesn't matter. If it ever happened, if Jesus was a fictional character, I don't care. Because that's what I believe in. That's what I choose to believe in. And nobody's going to change me of that. But don't bash my shit.
But can I tell you something? Jesus has come to me. The night my daughter died. You know what I mean? He came to me. I knew it was going to happen. Nobody can make that up. A story like, oh, that it happened to me. He was sitting on my bed with Mary. Don't ever tell me that you don't believe in Jesus. He was there for me that night. He warned me what was going to happen. I can't force people to believe this, but it is in my soul. It is who I am.
And that's our beliefs. That's our thing.
Do we follow the church's ways? Do we do everything in church? No. But I am proud I am Catholic. I am proud I am Christian. And nobody in this world will ever take that away from me.
And they shouldn't. And I'm not taking away from him that he thinks he's an atheist now or whatever he thinks he is. That's fine.
You know, but people don't trash my stuff. And they turn against God. They're idiots because they don't know. You know what I mean?
But don't trash my religion.
Don't
trash my religion. That's the bottom line.
No. And, you know, he's got to understand that most of your friends on Facebook are Christians. He's a shit starter.
Well, you know what? Let's get off this topic because it really doesn't even warrant or merit any more conversation about it, because he's a dick, okay? Plain and simple. So let's move on. In the news this week, Levon Helm died. The guy from the band.
Yeah.
Sang the song The Wait.
Yeah.
Love that song.
We were listening to it this week.
Dick Clark died. Let's move on. So the homeowners guy. I found out who the rat is.
He's a dick.
Yeah, I don't know if I told everybody this story. I don't think we have yet.
Nark, 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 nark.
Yeah. I don't always take my garbage out on the right day. I think I don't even know when it is. What is it,
Tommy,
Tuesday?
Tommy, you don't file any rules in the homeowners association. You, if it was back in Jesus' days, you would be crucified.
Yeah, well, thank God. But here's my point. I don't always take the garbage out on the right day. When I see other people take the garbage out, I take it out. Whether they take it out on the right day or not, I don't know, and I don't really care. I think it's stupid. They should have a better system in our townhouse, in our condo, or our development here, that they need a better system.
Well, you know, because there's handicapped people. You know what I mean? They have to take the garbage all the way down the whole grass way, pull it up a hill and everything. It's idiots who develop this
place. Let me put it to you this way. I took my garbage out on the wrong day, apparently 3 times in the past month or something, and they didn't write me a note about it. They didn't send me a letter. The fucking moron took my garbage from the garbage area and put it back on my front lawn.
Yeah.
Now that takes balls.
That's someone who's stalking your house. How fucked up is his life?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know who was doing it up until that. I thought it might have been a couple of kids, and then I started thinking, why would kids move trash?
Yeah.
It's got to be somebody.
They would spread it all over the place.
Yeah. They were trying to tell me, oh, wrong day. Well, yeah. You know what? Fuck you, dude. I know who you are now. You live three doors down and across the street from me. The only reason I found out that this douchebag existed was because I tried to sign up for the homeowner's website so we can go in and do things on the homeowner's community site. And then I find out who he is, and then I find his address, and he lives fucking two doors down from me, three doors down.
I know, and he has a camera in front of his house.
Yeah, because he's so paranoid. People like me are going to start trashing his house if he keeps throwing bullshit garbage at my house.
Let him, Tommy, say one thing about a Rolling Thunder party. Let him call the police on me. You're going to see your wife whip his ass and rip that camera off the side of his house that
That's
day.
The funny thing, though. Half you the cops around here are all going to be here, and you know
exactly.
what? We have better than cop friends.
Bring it on.
Yeah. So, apparently, I found out from the other guy across the street over here that homeowner's douchebag is also a police officer.
Really?
Yeah. And I told him, I said, who cares? I don't give a fuck. If he comes on my property, I'm going to tell him to get the fuck off, because
exactly.
that's a thing called trespassing, and
Thank
I don't give
him.
A fuck if you're a police officer, because you ain't got a warrant, you ain't coming in. Period.
Exactly.
Number two, if you're standing on my lawn, you better have a good fucking reason, or better be invited.
Exactly.
Because I will tell you to get the fuck off.
Well, we have people that are going to be at this party higher than his rank in police officer.
He's
world.
A douche.
Bite me, bitch.
I ain't worried about him.
Yeah.
But the point is, I know who he is now, and the next time I find my trash on my lawn, if I bring it out on the wrong day, I'm going to throw it on his fucking car. How's that?
But your buddy across the street,
he's like the mayor. He knows
Mrs.
everybody.
Mrs. Kravitz, you know what I mean?
He knows everybody.
He said the deaf woman's actually mean.
Yeah. Well, she was mean to you.
Yeah, but Tommy, it could be because she can't communicate, so she comes out rough trying to explain. She gets
frustrated.
Yeah,
well, let me just remind you what happened only a few short days ago.
What?
We went shopping. We've been doing this major rehab project on our house. We got to get it ready for the big Rolling Thunder party that's coming up.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about that soon. But we went over to the county dump, and they were so cool. I love that guy over there. We call him Santa Claus because that's who he looks like.
He's a little rock star.
Yeah, he's awesome, that guy. He always lets me dump my trash there. Doesn't ever ask me questions, nothing.
We could bring nuclear shit there, and he'd let us dump it.
We could bring bodies over there.
I know. He's so cool.
He's like, yeah, just put them in the regular.
He's part of our little mafia family.
Yeah, this guy is the bomb. But anyway, aside from, we go there, and he says, yeah, we sell mulch. It's like $22 for a yard and a half. I was like, well, I don't know how much a yard and a half is because I haven't picked up mulch in bags in recent years. So I went over there, and the guy goes, yeah, go over there, and he'll dump it in your truck. The guy takes this giant bulldozer, and I'm not talking about a little bobcat backhoe.
And he says, roll up your windows.
Yeah, roll up all your windows. He dumps this friggin' thing. He only took that. Now, remember how big that machine was?
Yeah.
He only took about maybe an eighth of the bulldozer shovel full of mulch and dumped it in the bed of our big pickup truck.
Oh, dear Lord, man. I was like, Green Acres is a place to be.
Yeah, now this guy was cool as hell. He dumped the stuff in the truck, and I'll be honest with you, I thought when I saw that little 18th of a bucket or whatever it was, that, oh, it's not going to really be a lot. It was a lot.
We had mulch coming out of our ass that day.
Yeah.
And this is how retarded me and Tommy are.
We don't have a wheelbarrow.
We don't plan stuff, you know, going, okay, we're going to plant flowers this day, bushes this day, we're going to dig up the yard. We did all in fucking 8 hours.
Yeah, it's called yard crashers. You ever see it on TV?
Yeah, we yard crashed our yard. Oh, dear Lord. It was insane. I broke a blood vessel in my arm.
But it looks good.
It was bad.
It looks good.
It looks great, but we were exhausted all week.
I worked my ass off. How many shovels do you think I shoveled out of the back of that truck?
Well, look at me. I busted a blood vessel from hoeing.
I felt bad. From hoeing?
Hoeing. Tom's hoe.
You were my hoe? All right, so yeah, that was really good. We turned that all around. On a lighter note, the new Tractor Supply store just opened.
Yay!
We love that store.
This store has
everything.
Everything. I mean, everything. Clothes.
Tools.
Tools. Farm equipment. Dog stuff.
Yeah.
It belts. I mean,
everything.
Remedies. Everything. It even has to get snakes out of your yard. And I'm going back.
Repellent.
Yes, I'm going back and buying
but
that.
But we don't
shit.
Have any snakes yet.
Tommy, why wait? Stop it before they come.
We went to
Meadows. And the guy told me plant roses. Snakes don't like the thorns and stuff. This whole fucking yard is going to be rose bushes.
That would be. Yeah, you're going to upkeep those rose bushes. I don't want no part of that. The Secret Service. Wow. Hits pretty close to home. We just went to a Secret Service graduation, but we can't say any names.
Yeah.
But we have a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend who just graduated the Secret Service Academy.
He's a little rock star. I love him.
He is. And he has nothing to do with this incident.
No.
Nothing whatsoever.
These guys were like 48, 49 years. They're old perverts.
They went over to Columbia. They hired a couple of prostitutes. They went to a titty bar first. Yeah. They were unwinding, supposedly. And I don't have a problem with that. You're a Secret Service agent. You're off duty. You're not guarding the president. Or even if you are guarding the president, take a few hours off. Go to the titty bar. He's unimportant to us right now. You're not laughing. I know. You're an Obama supporter. Okay. We're not going to go there.
Oh, look at... you don't have any strong Republicans.
No, we don't. But let's move on. So they go to the titty bar, they party, and they hire a couple of prostitutes to go back to the hotel. Two guys apparently shared one woman. They were trying to tell her that they were both going to split her fee, whatever it was, and she said, no, it's that fee for you and that fee for you.
Yeah.
They got into a big argument. She calls the local police in Colombia, and they come and they start questioning the feds.
Can you believe Colombia, they're supporting a prostitute?
Yeah. Isn't that awesome? We gotta move to Colombia.
But let's be honest. You're such a dirt dog. You're such a fucking loser. You have to hire a prostitute to fucking suck your cock. I mean, right. Let's be honest. You can't even pick up a normal girl, huh?
Have you seen some of those Secret Service guys? I'm not talking about our friend and everything.
No, I saw all of them, Tom, and they were all barf cases.
Well, they have to pay for it.
These are old men who thought they were going to get a job, and they're sharing a woman.
Yeah.
You can't even buy your own prostitute. What, they don't pay you enough?
Yo, they get paid plenty.
Come on, you know what I mean? You got to share someone, or do you have a little gay factor in there?
Oh, yeah, if he's partying with his buddy and another prostitute.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, wait till that story comes out.
Yeah, Secret Service agent takes it in the ass. Buddying each other, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see the headlines.
Let's be honest, you know?
I can see the headlines now. Secret Service agent takes it in the ass over Obama.
What a shitty situation, Tommy.
Yeah. So the Tractor Supply store opened. We are excited about that. They got some cool stuff, you know. And then we hear another story on the news. Another D.C. daycare center problem. It was at the Zion Church, and it was a Baptist church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. At least the Catholics are clear on this one. It wasn't another Catholic priest.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Listen to this. It wasn't Catholic.
I want to push this out to that idiot that kept talking about the Catholic religion.
Exactly.
It wasn't us, okay? It was the Baptists.
Exactly.
Well, apparently, one of their church workers, it was a 28-year-old male standing over a 3-year-old boy with his clothes off and the boy's pants down around his knees.
Dear Lord, I mean,
what the fuck? Some woman spotted it and didn't report it until 3 days later.
What the fuck is wrong with her? I would have gone in there, even me, my size, I would have gone there and punched him in the face.
Or hit him with a fucking chair or stab him in the neck.
I would have done something. I would have.
But the parents weren't notified until 3 days after they called the police. That's a fucking damn shame.
Let's drop our son off at the Baptist church, honey. He'll be taken well care of.
But I don't get this. What the fuck are these guys? They need to do better background checks. They need not to let these scumbag motherfuckers work around kids.
But do you not understand churches like that? They attract all these weirdos.
I know, but they need to put
some... Because it's easy for them to hide there.
You know what?
There,
why don't we get the government to fucking regulate that? They want to regulate every fucking thing else in this country.
Well,
why don't
they
regulate that?
They want to slam you with a speeding ticket when you have nobody on the road. It's just you.
Oh, I haven't even talked about that
I
yet.
Know.
Mr. fucking Forrest Gump State Trooper.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. And after talking to a bunch of my cop friends, I found out state troopers will ticket their own fucking mother. What a bunch of
They're
bag
heartless
of dicks.
Fucks, man.
Listen, I'm
and
in
they
the
don't,
truck.
They don't even investigate murders. All they are out is to police
That's all they do.
You.
That's all they do is traffic.
The taxpayer. Oh. All they're out to do is attack the taxpayer.
Right. Now, I'm in the truck.
Which
I'm
we
in the
pay them.
Hold on. I'm in the blue truck. I'm going to pick you up from work at Fairfax. It's a beautiful day out. I got my radio blasting. I got a lit cigar in my mouth, which I was enjoying because I didn't get the chance to smoke two cigars in a few weeks. So I was enjoying myself, and I'm in the speed lane because it's not the speed lane at that time of day going eastbound, only westbound. It's not the HOV lane. So I'm just cruising along. I'm doing about 65 on the speedometer. Mm-hmm. This genius is on the other side of the road facing the opposite direction, jumps in the car, and tracks me down. Pulls me over and says, hey, do you know how fast you were going? I said, my speedometer said 65. He goes, well, I got you with a laser at 77. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you. My speedometer said 65. He goes, well, I'm going to give you a speeding ticket. I'm like, oh, great. Thank you. Appreciate that. I got to talk about you on my radio show, you fucking prick dick. So this guy comes back and he's like sneaking his head around my car like I'm holding a gun on him. He's peeking in on me like I'm going to shoot him or something. What a fucking weirdo. What a paranoid fuck.
I know. He made you rip off your air freshener.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that really pissed me off. We've had this air freshener since day one when we bought the truck. It didn't smell or anything, but it was cool looking.
Yeah.
It's Ed Hardy, right?
Yeah.
It was like a bulldog.
Yeah.
You know, and the fucking thing's been on there for like 2.5 years now. Like I said, it didn't smell anymore. He tells me I have to take it down. It's an obstruction. The fucking thing was like 3 inches big. What's it obstructing? The asshole that's speeding by on the other side of me while you pulled me over doing 65?
Well, it's just like the state trooper pulled me over a couple years ago. I was keeping up with the traffic. I was coming home from work. He pulls me over. It's a rainy night. I roll down my window. I'm on an exit. And he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? It's like, you know, the guessing game. You're like, because I'm an outlaw and I want to blow you away?
No, I wasn't swerving.
Because I am a legal citizen. I was just driving home from my work. Or, you know, what was the reason? It's like a guessing game. I go, I don't have a clue. He goes, you were going something like, you know, 90 miles an hour on a 50 mile an hour zone. I was like, I was? I can't even believe that old Mustang would do that.
You know why he pulled you over?
Why?
Dr. French.
No. Yeah, that's exactly why. It was a rainy night. He couldn't even see me.
No, Dr. French, they saw you.
He saw the Mustang. He thought I was like a, you know, speed demon or something.
Yeah, until he pulled you over and saw your knockers by Dr. French.
But not only him, two other state boys blocked my car in so I wouldn't take off.
That's what I told you, because you know what he did? As soon as he pulled you over and saw you, he called his buddies and said, hey, I got one over here with giant knockers. It must be Dr. French's job. Why don't you come check it out?
Oh, bite me.
Yeah.
No, he looks at
fucking
me and
perverts.
He had this hair lip from hell. He was like, I need your license and registration, and all I could focus is on that lip. You're a state trooper. You can't have that shit fixed.
Like the priest that married us.
Yeah.
He had a hair lip.
Exactly. But this was extreme. You could see the scar and shit, and the nose was like smashed, and he's like, license and registration, and I was like laughing, going, this man's gonna put me in jail. I'm laughing at his face. He comes back at the car. Okay, I'm gonna give you three options. You can go to jail right now. I'm gonna pull you out of the car, handcuff you, and bring you down to the county. I was like, for fucking speeding?
Really?
When did that become an outlaw?
Well, hold on. I'm gonna tell you why. Because in almost every other state that I know of, you just get a speeding ticket. In fucking Virginia, if you do 20 miles an hour, no, it's 15 miles an hour over the speed limit,
you go to jail.
No, it's 20.
You go to jail.
Yeah, because they call that reckless driving.
Yeah.
Really, dude?
And I told the officer, this is my first offense ever. I'm like 45 years old. I've never gotten a speeding ticket. No ticket. And
you've never had a speeding ticket?
Nothing. No.
I can't believe that.
No,
you drive like fucking, you drive like you're driving Miss Daisy anyway.
Yeah. So him giving me I was like, dude, check my record. I've never had a speed. You're going to bring me to jail for, I was like, started laughing, going, this, all I can hear is Thomas Frum going, really, Susan?
Yeah.
You're arrested for speeding?
Yeah. Well, Thomas Frum, let's just go back for a second and tell who that is, because they don't know.
Oh,
Thomas Frum
fucking
was
fucking backstabbing, fucking gut sucking lawyer.
Right, yeah, who fucked you just as good as my lawyer fucked me.
To the T in the end.
How much was your divorce?
$100,000.
$100,000. You know what you could do with $100,000?
Wow. I could have him killed.
Yeah, you could have had him killed for $5,000 in some states.
Exactly.
We should have just called Casey Anthony. I hear she's still running the streets.
Oh, yeah, but you gotta, you know, you break it down, Tommy. The divorce was 5 years long, so he made his money. I mean, he worked for it.
He's still working for it, apparently. Didn't he, you know, this is the fucked up thing. You know, fuck him. I'm not even, he deserves no airtime. Fuck him. Let's just say that. Thomas Frum, fuck you. That's from Tommy B, all right? This is the last thing we can talk about because we're running out of time, but I want to talk about these new smoker commercials that we're seeing on TV. Give me a fucking break.
Oh, my God.
I'm a smoker. You're a smoker.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm not saying it's a healthy thing to do, and I'm not encouraging.
It is bad. It is wrong. It is, you know what I mean?
But give me a break with these new commercials. They're showing ladies with voice boxes talking, I just stopped smoking.
Okay, Tommy, when it comes to point, I have to wear that. I'm driving off into the quarry over here in Gainesville. I'm not wearing that. I'm not doing that. I'm going to check out, you know?
But they make it so fucking nasty now. I mean, all right, you want to run ads to stop kids from smoking. Showing a guy putting on two fake legs and showing a lady whose fingers are falling off because she's smoking.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me a fucking break. That's a little extreme.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Philip Morris hasn't come back with a smart commercial. Maybe we should film one for them. Fuckers. Anyway, we're running out of time. Thank you for listening to the Tom and Susie Show. Susie?
God bless everyone.
Yes.
You rock.
God bless. We are Catholic and we are proud.
Ciao.
See ya.